The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I
want to thank the song leaders and organists, the media team. You are doing very well. The church secretary, our pastors, deacons, and
everyone.
God richly bless you. Amen.
Amen.
I asked the MC just handed over to me. What he said, that we are left with 22 days. I just want to share with you before I share online
a
revelation that one of our sisters had this morning at 8 a.m. about the program that we are doing. And about this altar. At 8 a.m.,
we
had, she had an encounter in a dream with our Lord Jesus Christ. And let me read. It's a blessed day, Reverend. God richly bless you for your leadings. May God reward beyond imaginations. I had an encounter today with our Lord Savior Jesus Christ in my dream concerning the church. I mean Deliverance Assemblies of God. Daddy, you were seated on a chair on the altar where I came standing in front of you, telling you what the Lord told me. And it goes like this.
I see now at your kunyasu or forumokanim na obejan enim and anyami eka bibiche no no so kachre no tisi na na semu kofa.
This was what the Lord said to her.
Winin in yami kachre no.
I have exalted the altar high.
Now a peja a forumokano akwasuru ye.
Because of what the people have done.
Enam ni ankrofo na ye nti.
I have released all that was brought to the altar. Tell them to come and take it. Why are they delaying? As I was telling you this, immediately I saw Christ appeared behind you on the altar, shining beyond every light I have seen before.
Now,
so I shouted with a loud voice, Daddy, turn and see Jesus. People, can't you see him? From his dress was producing multiple colors. And I mentioned, can we see purple, blue, red, green, white, and the many colors? I couldn't speak again, and I wept like a baby. Uncontrollably.
And broke down,
not being able to stand on my feet. So you call mommy and Mrs. Edu to help me get to sit down.
Surprisingly,
Daddy, when I got up from sleep, I was crying. Tears in my eyes. When I checked the time, it was
8
a.m. Amen.
Amen.
Did you understand what I read? That Jesus appeared on this altar and said,
"Now, Jesus appeared for him question or kind say,
he has released all that was brought to the altar." Tell them to come and take it. Why are they delaying? So the sister was asking, what is it that say, I have exalted the altar high because of what the people have done. What have we done? What do you think we have done?
Then I'll just say, yeah, yeah.
Will it be the Isaac sacrifice?
Could
it be the 100-day prayer marathon we are
doing?
Beloved, I want you to know
that
heaven takes note of everything we are doing. We are in the last days. And these last days are very, very serious days.
They
are days that the Lord is determined to manifest himself as never before. They are days that the Holy Spirit is determined to manifest himself in the lives of his children never before.
They
are days that we should also be very committed and serious. Because the Lord is serious. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to just pray a prayer right now. Father, say, Lord, let me know how I should go about things. Holy Spirit, show me how I am going about things. Show me the areas I'm not performing well. And show me the things I should do well. According to the revelation that has come, let me know my ways. I am ready. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
We are still here to lift the cup of the eternal covenant. To break us free.
So
destroy the works of the devil in the house. Deprogram demonic and satanic orchestrations.
Now, what's this song? You may dear be an evidence of one psalm. And she said, Bonnie Bia.
We are putting all together.
Yeah, canning in our abomo.
I want to read something for us to see God's nature with covenants. How God relates to covenants. In Psalm 105, verse 8 to 10. Remember, for some time we've been reading Psalm 89. verse
34
and
35.
Tonight we are reading Psalm 105, verse number 8. To 10. And we shall also read Psalm 106, verse 43 to 46. Psalm 106, verse 43 to 46. So let's read Psalm 105, verse 8 to 10. He remembers his covenant forever, the word he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. Let me conclude verse 11. To you, I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, 30, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. You see the covenant, because of the covenant. For their sake, he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them. Thus, he called down famine on Egypt.
Now, man, I'll come be see me zoom as I say so.
On the land and destroy all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in iron, till what he foretold came to pass. Till the word of the Lord proved him true. The king sent and released him. The ruler of people set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased, and teach his elders wisdom. Then Israel entered Egypt, Jacob as an alien in the land of Ham. The Lord made his people very fruitful. He made them too numerous for their foes, whose hearts he turned to hate his people, to conspire against his servant. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his miraculous signs among them, his wonders in the land of Ham. Now, let me end. When you read down, this were the miracles that Moses performed for Pharaoh to release.
We are one there. Moses, Pharaoh.
Let's also read Psalm 106, verse 45 to 46. Psalm 106, 43. Thank you. 43 to 46. Thank you. Many times he delivered them, but they were bent on rebellion, and they wasted away in their sin. 44, but he took note of their distress when he heard their cry. For their sake, he remembered his covenant, and out of his great love, he relented. He caused them to be pitied by all who held them captive. Amen.
Amen.
Luke 22.
Look how my tear doing me, you know.
Luke 22.
Look how my tear doing me, you know.
Luke 22,
23.
In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Amen.
Amen.
Revelation 11:19.
Revelation 11:19.
Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the ark of his covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a severe hailstone. So you see, even in heaven right now, the ark of his covenant is there.
First John 3:8.
The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 13:20. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sea. Verse 21, continue. Equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
The last scripture I want us to look at, why I have read all this, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 11. These things happen to them. Who are they? The Old Testament people. These things happen to them as examples, and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. In fact, this 1 Corinthians 10:11 is very important. The reason why these things have been written down is for you and I. Everything that happened in the Old Testament and the way God reacted, is our example, and written down for us as a warning. Why was it written down? For us to learn and apply.
Say,
learn and apply.
Learn and apply.
Say, learn and apply.
Learn and apply.
For instance,
in fact, uh-huh.
As I was sharing at the 11th hour prayer parade, we saw in Esther chapter
3
how Haman plotted to annihilate the entire Jewish race. By donating 10,000 talents.
Now, all the talents in Pim do ekoye.
For those who carry on the destruction.
Emma Wonga, what is that? Or say, no, yeah, Juma.
In Esther chapter 3, verse 9.
Esther Homa, etimi and Sanjimokron.
But then we saw how Esther.
Nancy, you won't send your Ohima Esther.
Took a stand.
Offer the Jinabia.
God didn't tell Esther do that.
In
fact, in the whole book of Esther, we never see the word God
or Jehovah.
But in the book of Esther, is God behind the scenes.
So Esther
took her stand
into Estefani Jinabia
to enter into fasting.
Sir Obera Akomchimo.
And to neutralize Haman's plot.
Senia Odibetrita, she said, Bonnie Haman, as she said no more.
And we saw that because of the stand that Esther took,
now, in
Esther chapter 9, verse
1, Esther,
the Bible says that, and the tables turned. And everything that Haman planned against the Jewish was turned against him. This is written down. For our example and our warning that any time anyone makes any plan, evil plan against you, you should do what Esther did. Are you getting that?
What you see?
These things are written down.
What
happened to them? Were written down as examples and warnings to us. We also saw in Acts chapter 12 that Herod, the devil's ruler, ushers, a small child just came out of the door. Small child just came out of the door. These children, we have to find a place for them. I don't talk about children because it's good that children are around. They are learning about God and all that. But it shouldn't be too much. Now, Herod was the ruling agent of the devil.
And
he attacked the church by beginning to arrest the leaders of the church. He arrested James and had his head cut off. When it pleased the Jews, he went ahead and arrested Peter. But the Bible said that Peter was kept in prison. But the church was earnestly praying to God for him. In James' case, the church didn't pray. So James' head was cut off. But when the church prayed in Peter's case, God sent an angel to the prison to go and release Peter. That was written down for our example to follow and our warning. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, in Ephesians 6:12, the Bible says that we are not wrestling or struggling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The third one, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Herod was a ruler. Herod was a dark ruler. Pharaoh was a ruler from the dark world. Herod was a ruler from the dark world. Nebuchadnezzar was a ruler from the dark world. So are you seeing?
Herod.
The ruler from the dark world arrested Peter. And this has been written down.
Now we should yeah throw what to her.
For what?
Emma day.
For our example.
Emma yeah here so dear.
And our warning.
Any young cockobo.
To do the same.
Say yes, we have the corona.
And the Bible says that.
Naturally, can say.
We are the generation on whom the end has come.
Na yeni I want to atasua yesuna ewe naba.
So what are we to do? We are to enforce. Let me tell you.
Mami control.
This current generation.
Na sa imprempre I want to see.
If they change.
Na sa asapono.
If we don't take care.
Yeah, here yeah.
We may not make it to heaven.
Yetimi kwaso himemo.
Look at the price that people have paid with their lives. The early church. They were eaten by lions. They were burnt alive. Some were slaughtered. For the sake of the gospel. In fact. Many things we have today, they didn't have. But they were more committed and serious to God than we are. Honestly, sometimes it makes me as if the rapture has already taken place. That's how I've been feeling. That maybe the rapture has taken place and some of us we didn't hear. Because sometimes it looks as if God is not answering prayer. You don't know whether God is there. Do you know why? God is expecting you and I to do more. Look, now. You can Google a scripture. But you get it.
Oh, but my retro so.
Dr. Strong's, the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance.
Now, you sound concordance.
Every word in the Bible is in that concordance.
Now, as a what you be.
He composed that concordance in 35 years.
Now,
when at that time there was no computer. Today,
and
who can do it?
When the best
in the modern generation, people don't have time. Rush. I was telling my wife.
Now catch any.
Anyway, she knows it, and she also. I scarcely read. Books that are written, whose copyright, the books whose copyright are 2000, I don't read. Books whose copyright, I pick a book,
and the
copyright is 1980 to our time. I will read the author and look at the age. If the person was born in 1930 and he wrote the book in 1980, then I will read. But if the person was born 1970 something, he's writing a book in 1989. I don't read those books.
No,
I don't read them. If you come to my library,
all
I have 1,000 and something books.
Their
copyright.
1910.
1879. 1950. 1940.
Aha.
Do you know why? That time,
Sabrino,
they had time.
Nyamere,
they waited on God. They came out with real rema. Today, the books that are being written, Most of them are cut and paste.
Now,
what we are doing now, somebody is watching me and listening. He will pick some point and go and write a book. He didn't wait on God. Lazy Christians. Look, somebody was forcing me. He has a book of a certain great man of God who has written. I told him that, look, that man of God, he has written 50 books, so, so, and so. Only two of his books that have really touched me. I saw the reality. The rest. The rest are hot. Cut and paste. The rest. He picked from this preacher. He picked from this preacher. He picked from this preacher. Put together. Lazy work. There is nothing I stand here and say that I didn't receive directly from God. 90% of everything I preach, everything I do, 90% is direct. 10% I have picked inspiration from other people's preaching. Yes, because we listen. So, beloved, modern day, we need to do more.
Church,
we need to really do more. We need to do more. Upcoming preachers, I mean, young, they are too fast to make it in life. People are not humble to wait on the law, to go through the process. Immediately somebody by the grace of God can wave the hand and people will fall down. He also want to be a general overseer. He want to enter into the ministry. God taught me something many years ago. And the last time I heard Archbishop Duncan William saying the same, I said, Jesus, I owe you an offering. What? These modern day preachers, they are only seeking anointing. Anointing and gifting. Anointing and gifting. They will come right now, Papa, lay hands on me.
Impact.
Anointing and gifting is only a subset. The presence of God is the universal set. A person operating the presence of God, walking in the presence of God, is far greater than somebody operating under the anointing. Because a person operating in the presence of God is versatile. You can be used for anything at any time. You have many sides. You have many dimensions. And do you know how we obtain the presence of God? Inner purity. Inner commitment. Who you are in your secret life. Everything I do here, before heaven will say amen,
is
my heart. What I am in secret. When Jesus said, this is my beloved son, hear ye. It was the relationship between Jesus and the Father. It is my relationship. You see why people are just going to church, nothing is happening. Because many of the pastors and men of God, they don't have intimacy with God in the secret place. I'm telling you. Look at Moses.
Yeah, Moses.
Moses was a judge.
Moses, no,
Moses was a preacher. Moses was a governor, a leader. Because what?
And I'm saying,
my presence shall go with you. When you carry the presence of God, you carry God. Look at Samuel. Samuel was a seer. Samuel was a judge. Samuel was a prophet. Samuel was a leader. The presence of God. Another third person. I found three of them. Or even five. You can be used for anything. Beloved,
I don't know.
We have to do more. In 1 Samuel chapter 1.
Samuel huma edikai etiba kon.
Hannah.
Eye oba Hannah.
Give me 1 Samuel chapter 1. There was a certain man from Ramathaim, a Zophite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, an Ephraimite. Verse 2. He had two wives. One was called Hannah, and the other Penina. Penina had children, but Hannah had none. Let's stop there. Hannah had none. The Bible said that Hannah's womb had been shut. Hannah prayed.
Now, so Hannah born pay ye.
And God opened her womb.
And then yami be na wotu anumu.
Do you know why?
Oni ni enti.
Do you know what inspired Hannah to pray?
Oni ni ekenya Hannah ma born pay ye.
Because Hannah comes from the tribe of Ephraim.
Na Hannah ofi Ephraim abusi anumu.
Ephraim was the second son of Joseph. The first son was Manasseh. And the second son, Ephraim. And what did Jacob, the father, say about Joseph? That is Hannah's great, great, great ancestor. Let's see in Genesis 49. Genesis 49. Verse number 22. Joseph is a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine near a spring whose branches climb over a wall. Let me just. This was what they did to Joseph. He described with bitterness, the archer, so and so. But just verse 22. So you see, Hannah knew.
Na Hannah knew.
The word.
Asama.
The covenant.
Apama.
That God has made. With Abraham.
Any Abraham.
And that covenant.
Na sa apam no.
Was, let's look at it.
Let's
look at Psalm 105. I like that part. Please go and read it well.
Psalm
105 from verse
8.
He remembered his covenant forever. The word he commanded for 1,000 generations. The covenant he made with who? Abraham. The oath he swore to Isaac. To Isaac, it was an oath. Because Abraham, he has established a covenant with Abraham already.
No, only Abraham at him apam dada.
So to Isaac,
Isaac sonidia,
he repeated the covenant as an oath.
Oh, see, apam nusu ekan he said e entambi onene kan.
And he confirmed Abrahamic covenant to Jacob.
Ana oh see Abraham apam nusu ema Jacob.
Jacob was a confirmation.
Na Jacob then I say we see sudia.
Now what is that to Jacob's children?
Na eno so ema Jacob mane any day.
Theologian, those who want to go to Bible school, theologian. Those who have gone to Bible school and some want to go to Bible school. To Abraham, it was the original covenant.
Na Abraham de eye apam nankasa.
to Isaac, it was an oath. He didn't do covenant with Isaac because he has already established the covenant with Abraham. To Isaac, he remembered the covenant as an oath. That is Isaac. I swear by myself. The covenant I made with your father, I will surely bring it to pass. He didn't ask Isaac, cut an animal, so. He did that with the father Abraham. But to Isaac, an oath. Then to the grandson of Abraham, Jacob. What did he do? He confirmed. Jacob, I made a covenant with your grandfather, Abraham. I made it an oath. I swore to Isaac about the covenant. But to you, I am confirming it that from you, it will start working. Now, so what is it now to Jacob's children? To Jacob's children, what was it? Brasari. Everlasting covenant. Thank you. Yes, everlasting covenant. So what is it? When you say everlasting covenant, we are lost. You said something, but I think you want to say something. So you said you made an attempt to, you tried. They will start enjoying. So you see, let's clap for Papa Taylor. I won't promise you. The other day I promised this man here, immediately we finished church, he held my trousers. Say, Papa, your promise. I have to deliver the promise immediately. So now I am careful. I nearly promised you something. You see, so to the children of Jacob,
now Jacob money there,
they are to leave. They are to start enjoying. And how do they enjoy? How do they enjoy? Things should be, yes, but how? Should they just be there?
And so much now, okay, the woman, and then now,
they'll start doing what? They will pursue it. How do they pursue? How do they pursue? By doing what? Following the instructions. And praying and acting. So to the children of God, to the children of Jacob, yep, yours is all. Follow the instructions. That's all. Pray it. Enforce it. So
Hannah,
the reason why Hannah prayed, please, we are engaging the covenant. Somebody called me.
Obi friend me.
And say, man of God, I owe you $2,000. Not a member of the church. He said, this covenant thing, I listen to you. I haven't heard it before. I am a preacher. I know covenant. But you open my mind. And immediately, my ministry has started changing. He said, I am going to take a special offering for you.
There
is somebody who is not a member here. Watching online. But what about you who is a member here? What effect is it having on you? It is this covenant that motivated Hannah to pray. Because Jacob spoke to Hannah's great great ancestor Joseph.
Na Jacob's kasachre ana nina nankanso ankanso Jacob Joseph.
Because Hannah came from Ephraim.
Na Hannah fi Ephraim unebaye.
And Ephraim was the first son of Joseph.
Ana Ephraim say Joseph baba be ma odikai.
And Jacob said to Joseph.
Na Jacob kacho Joseph so.
You will be a fruitful vine.
Na we aba be so abu be aba be so.
A fruitful vine.
We be aba be so aba.
You will be what? A fruitful vine. No, we are looking at Genesis 49, 22. Media. You will be a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine near a spring whose branches climb over a wall. This was what motivated Hannah.
When I Kenya Hannah,
so that even though her womb has been shut down by God. She said, no.
I see the view.
This was what you said.
When in here,
about my great, great, great ancestor. So, as long as I came out of Jacob, I will never be childless. I will never be childless. And what happened? He added, with a vow.
And when
you give me the son, I will give him to you. And the Bible says, Hannah either had 5 or 6 children. In fact, after giving
Samuel out,
he had how many other children?
6.
Is this 6 or 5?
6.
6,
yes.
Eh?
Yes.
So Hannah had 7 children.
Do
you see what covenant does?
When you permit me,
look, covenant will make you succeed where people don't succeed. Like Joseph.
Joseph.
Genesis 26.
In
the famine land, in the dry land, everybody was running away. God said, Joseph, Isaac, stay here. You, don't go down. Don't go to Egypt. Don't go to America. Don't go to Germany. Don't go to Australia. Don't go. Stay here. I will be with you. I will bless you. Because, verse 5, Genesis, because of Abraham,
and I'm Abraham T.
Because your father Abraham obeyed me.
If you say, oh, Papa Abraham, ye osutie mame.
Obeyed my commandments.
Oh, ye osutie mame, oh, say, me say, no, no.
Because of the covenant.
And I'm a permanent T.
Isaac.
Isaac.
Because of the covenant.
And I'm a permanent T.
You will make it here.
Obey you are here.
Hannah,
hey.
Because of the covenant,
and I'm a permanent
the womb
hey,
that God himself
has
shut.
Ah,
God had to open it.
Say, no.
Let me tell you.
Mami Kachro.
Look, stop boasting that you are an Ashanti.
Stop
boasting that you are an Ewe.
Stop
boasting that you are a Fanti. Stop boasting of your tribe. Stop boasting of your natural anything.
It's
nothing. Can you, coming from this king, kingship line, has he been able to destroy any curse in the family? You be a member of that family. The curse there. You be a member. Has he been able to destroy any curse in the family? Paul said, if I boast, I boast in Christ. Look, Christ is our beginning. Christ is our foundation. The eternal covenant is our beginning. So you and I can stand on the eternal covenant and say, I am a child of the eternal covenant. So my womb must open. My marriage must work. My business must work. Wherever I am, I must succeed. I must break through. I must expand. This sickness must leave my body. And listen to me.
Not to me.
It will shock you. This thing, you apply them.
What you,
and then you leave them.
Now what nasi wo mo?
You pray them.
What the Bible say here?
God has spoken.
Yamiaka sa.
It will come to pass.
Ebebe mo.
Sit down there and say God has spoken.
Tnasinaka sa yamiaka sa nti ebebe mo.
It will come to pass.
Ebebe mo.
Sit down there.
Tnasisa.
Before you realize,
when
you are 80 years,
when
you
visited the country,
and the prophecy they gave to you when you were 16,
now and come say the mama won't visit you this year, no.
They are still giving you prophecies.
Yeah, that's why I'm on question.
If 80 years,
now and visited the country,
you go to a meeting and they look at you and say you are going to drive a Mercedes Benz at 80 years. You are going to drive Mercedes Benz at 80.
I am visited the country.
When your eyes beginning to fail.
Ah, when he was so crazy,
80 years.
We said the whole thing.
You are going to build a story building.
I about
when your legs, I even find it difficult to climb one story. Your legs are beginning to shake. Your legs are beginning to shake. You are going to build a story building.
Where that from?
I wish. I am 20 years before I'm knowing this. I wish I am 20 years before I am knowing this truth. How to apply this thing. You know, we were taught. God has spoken. It will surely come to pass. So we are just there. Who told you? You are to effect it. You are to pray it. You are to war with it. You are to sow a seed. Every time you are sowing, you are connecting. Find a place to serve very well in the church. Look.
See here.
The only thing that can make you. Sunday you were not in church, eh? You were not in church on Sunday. Where did you go? You were not in church. After church, come and tell me. I am marking people now.
They said the ordinary to pumper already by year.
Let me tell you.
I see my main control.
Look. Hey, look. What will make you is the covenant.
Now I pen
it doesn't matter where you come from.
And for whom baby of feet.
It doesn't matter your family line. Look, the war that is going on now in
Israel.
Two things. If we don't take care, the moment Russia enters, let's start preparing for the sound. For the trumpet, the rapture. Either the rapture. Or there will be a delay for God to reorganize the church. And let me tell you, when it comes to blood issue, forget, there can never be peace between Israelis and then Palestinians. There won't be peace between Isaac descendants and Ishmael descendants. There will never be peace. They will never agree. Who told you Ashanti and Gans, Ashanti and Abes, Ashanti and Dagomba? Who told you that there will ever be peace? We want the money to live. There will never blood. You lie. Who told you that NDC MPP, they will ever be one? They will never. They will never. It is only in Christ that the blood of Jesus Christ neutralizes all our blood. In Christ we are one. Only in Christ that there is no Jew, there is no Gentile, there is no slave, there is no master. It is only in Christ. That's why in the church, I don't even ask where people come from. Look, many of my pastors, I don't even know where they come from. I don't know. I don't care. Because in Christ, where you come from doesn't matter. We are one. You are my brother. You are my sister. We are one. In Christ. Even though there are some frafras among us, still, we have them. The Bible says that in Romans chapter 9, verse 1, not everyone who says, I'm a child of Abraham, is of Abraham. We want to pray right now. So we are lifting the cap to break out of impossibilities in the house. The cap is the cap of the eternal covenant. Say in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift the cap of the eternal covenant to break every impossibility in this house. We lift the cap of the eternal covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ to break impossibilities in the house. To break every impossibility in the house. Anyone in this house whose life is experiencing any kind of impossibility by lifting the cap of the eternal covenant, and by the clapping of our hands, we break that impossibility in the house. We break it, we break. We break, we break. We break, we break. We break, we break. By lifting the cup of the eternal covenant, as Hannah did. By lifting the cup of the eternal covenant, as Hannah did. By lifting the cup of the eternal covenant, as Hannah did. We break impossibilities in the house. Yes, yes, yes. Lift the cup. Break impossibilities.
We break.
Say, my Father in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the lifting of the cup of the eternal covenant, we break out and we break free of every impossibility in the house, 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 and the member of this house,
of this house,
including those online,
including those online,
who are facing,
who are facing
any impossibility,
any impossibility,
by the lifting,
by the lifting
of the cup
of the cup
of the eternal covenant,
of the eternal covenant,
of the eternal covenant,
covenant. We break out of impossibility. We break free. We break, we break. We break impossibility down.
Clap your hands right now.
Break impossibility. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, they had the Ark of the Covenant. We just saw it in Revelation chapter 19, verse something. Eh? We just saw the Ark of the Covenant, which is still there.
Hey, that's what
Revelation
11:19.
You see, anything that is there in heaven, it is alive. We are to pray it here on earth. Because Matthew 6:10, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God told Moses, build the tabernacle according to the pattern I show you. That was the heavenly pattern that God showed to Moses. Did I say Abraham?
No.
Moses. Yes. God showed to Moses. So, beloved, we are to pray heaven on earth. You can leave heaven.
Wait, my
earth. I am telling you, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And who should bring it? You.
Now, when I said about, when I saw the bar,
look from that, don't see that God has spoken. That was how we were taught. In SU, God has spoken.
Oh, Nyamiaka, sir.
I wish I knew this when I was 20 years. So you are sleeping.
Into that.
Do you know how we hold God? Your word says,
what I'm saying,
this is what you say.
When in your okay, yeah.
Let it happen.
My AC, sir.
I want to experience it.
Me
I want to see it.
Me say me home.
When you go to the wailing wall in Israel, that's what? They pray the Torah. When you go, the Bibles, they are there. They pick one. They open. And then they will go to the wall. They are making like this. They are reading. They are reading. They are reading. They are just reading the thing back. Some of them, they even kiss the wall. Pray back what God has said to him. This is what your word says. I must experience it. Look, Christian, you don't have to join the occult to be rich. You don't have to join some of these clubs. You don't need them. You don't need them.
If you know these things,
they
would rather be running to you. I'm telling you, they would rather be running to you. But today, they are winning our elite. Bank manager, they are winning them. The moment you reach a certain level, they will do everything to smuggle you inside. The moment you enter those things, you have been initiated into something secretly. You don't know. Be careful the kind of group you belong. We received some visitors and we took them to lunch in a certain restaurant. We went and met these university students.
A
particular club, well known club, I will mention.
They
were seated. You can see they are this thing on their, they reserve a place for them. So they are this thing on there with their banner. They came and sat down. When they started reciting their pledge, Jesus of Nazareth. I couldn't eat again. What? The things they were saying in their pledge.
In some of more can't, we almost answer no more.
Gladys and myself were just sitting. And you know, we decided to sit.
Yeah, you said better sit.
Till the end.
How come we here?
When they close,
I'm open, you know.
They were talking about when to meet again. This one said, "Oh, me, I'm going for choir practice. I have this." They are Christians. I know some of you. God showed me some of you here. You belong to things.
I see you move.
You belong to things. You belong to things. So two things are fighting. Be one. Choose one. Say, "My Father in heaven, let the covenant speak for me. Let the everlasting covenant fight for me and speak for me. I am a child of the eternal covenant. I'm a child of the eternal covenant. I'm a child of the eternal covenant. I am a child." Declare, 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 declare. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, "My Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven.
The eternal covenant made Isaac prosper in a farming land.
I also declare
I am a child of the eternal covenant. So let me also prosper wherever I am. Let me prosper wherever I am. Let me to prosper. Let me to prosper. Let me declare, declare. Wherever my business is located, Kabarakata, yo, Kabaka, Makarakata Kota, Ipakola Barakata. In Jesus' name.
Say, if the everlasting or the eternal covenant.
If the everlasting and the eternal covenant.
We are praying. Say this after. If the everlasting or the eternal covenant.
If the everlasting or the eternal covenant.
Work for Isaac.
Work for Isaac.
Work for Isaac.
Work for Isaac.
In a famine land,
in the famine land,
let the everlasting covenant,
let the everlasting,
let the eternal covenant,
let the eternal
work for me, the Laliboja also, in Ghana, wherever I am, let it work for me, let it work for me, let it work for me, in the ground that I am, let the eternal covenant, let the everlasting covenant, make that ground fruitful, make that ground prosper. As I clap my hand, let it work for me. Marakata kabati talaba arakata. Beloved,
I don't know.
It is not your geographical location that will make you.
Enye bebia o se ene meme wa ye.
It is a covenant that is supporting you.
Nemo eya pama etai weti no.
I am telling you.
O ka kire o.
It is not your geographical location.
Enye bebia o se no.
But it is your covenant that is supporting you.
Nemo eya pama etai weti no.
This week there has been a miracle in this area.
Na now tin awade bi esu o empate mu ha.
Only myself and the secretary recognize it. There has been a miracle. You know, people are worried. If we do the 11th hour here, the noise of these people when they are praying, their noise. I said, no, we need to. This week, Monday,
No noise.
Did it be uncle so
today?
And then so
no noise.
Did it be uncle?
And I believe Friday now, there will be no noise.
Amen.
At that time.
Sabre no.
At that time.
Yes, Sabre no, yeah, no. Did it be uncle so?
Because that's the time they make the noise. And understand yesterday there was so much noise.
Now because
we were declaring the everlasting covenant.
Say
let my atmosphere,
let my atmosphere,
let the air around me,
let the air around me,
and the area around me,
and the area around me,
be saturated with the eternal covenant,
with the eternal covenant,
with the blood of the 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 covenant.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ,
I put on
the eternal covenant as a garment.
I wear
the eternal covenant as a garment,
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 in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, by the power of the eternal covenant,
by the power of the eternal covenant,
let this ground,
any ground where my company is located, where my shop is located, where my business is located, where my investment is located, where my house is located,
by the power of the eternal covenant, let that ground yield fruit for me, produce a harvest like a deer for Isaac.
Let the ground produce a harvest.
Say by the power of the eternal covenant.
By the power of the eternal covenant.
Anyone in this house that has been programmed, never to have peace. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, any
business,
any company,
any establishment
in this house
that has been programmed never to work,
never to succeed
by the lifting of this card
of
the eternal covenant. We break that business free. We break that company free. We break that establishment free. We break free. We break free. We break free. We break free.
We break free.
We break free. We break Every company, every businessman, every businesswoman in the house, every self-employed, every worker, any job that they are doing, any career that has been programmed not to work well, not to succeed, not to progress, not to receive contracts, by the lifting of the eternal covenant, by the lifting, we break free, we break free. Yes, 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 break free, break free. Yes, by the lifting of the eternal covenant. Yes, break businesses in the house, companies in the house, jobs in the house, careers in the house, investment in the house, establishment in the house. Break them free, break them free, break them free, break them free from satanic and demonic orchestrations. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say any contract,
any contract,
any business,
any business,
any job,
any job,
any promotion,
any promotion
that belongs to the member of the house,
that belongs to the member of the house,
that belongs to this house,
that belongs to this house.
But it is being detained. It is being withheld. By the powers of darkness.
By the powers of darkness.
By the lifting of the cap.
By the lifting
of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
Say any contract.
Any contract.
Any business.
Any business.
Any job.
Any job.
Any promotion,
any promotion,
any position,
any position,
any destiny helper,
any destiny helper.
That is meant for this house.
That is meant for this house.
The member of this house.
The member of this house.
But the enemy is holding.
But the enemy is holding.
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 The enemy has been detaining.
The enemy has been detaining.
By the lifting of the cap.
By the lifting of the cap.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
We break it free.
We break it free.
We break it free.
We break it free.
Break free. Break free.
Every blessing.
Every blessing. Of the house, every financial breakthrough, every investor, every consignment,
Let the eternal covenant break free, break free. Let the eternal covenant break free, break free. Let the eternal covenant break free, break free. Say any financial blessing.
Any financial blessing.
That is for this house.
That is for this house.
But the enemy is holding.
But the enemy is holding.
Any financial blessing.
Any financial blessing.
Any economic blessing.
Any economic blessing.
Made for this house.
Made
for this house.
Made for this house.
But the enemy is blocking.
But the enemy is blocking.
By the lifting of this car.
By the lifting
of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
We break free. 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 Yes. Break free. 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 Break free, break free,
break free. We break free, we break free. We break free, we break free. We break, we break, we break, we break, we break. We break
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any lady.
Any lady
or gentleman,
or gentleman
in this house,
in this house
that has been programmed,
that has been programmed
never to marry,
never to marry,
or to marry late,
or to marry late,
that has been programmed,
that has been programmed
demonically,
demonically,
never to marry,
never to marry,
or to marry late,
or to marry late,
or to marry the wrong person,
or to marry the wrong person,
by the lifting of the everlasting covenant,
we
break them free,
we break them free,
we break them free.
Free.
From that demonic program, we deprogram them. Break them free. 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 Break them free.
Break them free. Break them free. Break them free. Break them free. We deprogram. Break them free.
Break them free.
Break them
free.
Break them free. Break them free. Break them free. Break
In Jesus' name. Say any satanic program,
any satanic program,
demonic program,
demonic program,
ancestral program,
ancestral program,
environmental program,
environmental program
of delays,
of delays,
limitations,
limitations
in the house,
in this house,
by the lifting of this car,
we break it
free, we break free,
we break free,
we break free. We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
Every delay,
every limitation,
every mediocrity in this house, we break free and shut it down. Break free and shut 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 down.
We break. We break. We break. We break. We break. We break the law. 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 We break the law.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any demonic program.
Any demonic program.
Of barrenness.
Of barrenness.
Any member of the house.
Any member of the house.
That has been programmed.
That has been programmed.
To be barren.
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 By the lifting of this car.
By the lifting of this car.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
We shut down.
We shut down.
The gates of barrenness.
The gates of
barrenness. And we break them free.
We break them free.
We shut down and break free.
We
shut down and break free.
We shut down and break free.
We shut down and break free.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
Say, my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
as you did for Hannah,
as you did for Hannah,
when she engaged,
when she engaged
the covenant,
the covenant,
even though you shut down her womb,
even though you shut down her womb,
because she engaged the covenant,
because she engaged the covenant,
you opened her womb.
You opened her womb.
And gave her 6 or 7 children.
In the same way,
as we leave the camp,
as we leave the camp
of the eternal covenant, do the same in this church.
Any womb
that has been programmed, not to be fruitful, we shut down,
we shut down the barrenness,
and we break that womb free. Say, anyone in this house, that has been programmed, for shame, or disgrace,
for shame, or
disgrace,
we shut down
the gates of shame, and we break the people out. We shut down and break them out of shame. We shut down and break them out. We shut down and break them out. We shut down and break them out. Yes,
we
shut down and break them out.
We
shut down and break them out. The last point before we leave the car. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any marriage in this house. That has been demonically programmed. Not to work well. Any marriage in this house. I've been saying this. 16 years.
He said this here.
I've written commentary. I was waiting for a result to go to secondary school.
Now I try and solve it. All trends in wherever no come to associate school.
I went to the mango plantation the other day. Those of us who went to Akpafu, we went there, Madam Babina. I show her the place. Now it's a big tree. In fact, I believe the original tree might have died.
Sabri,
another one
could be
big and the bushy. I said, this is the place.
Honey, be I know.
Where I used to come and sit and sing EP church hymns. The first time I heard the voice of God. Now that you are born again, pray for your marriage. I do
pray.
That same place. One day, as I was singing, I just started speaking some language. I said, what? I ran to Catechist Adai. Look out. Say, hey, Dela.
I see Dela.
You open the Bible, 1 Corinthians.
Okay.
Say, Holy Ghost Baptism.
I see.
You know, when the Lord said, begin to pray for your marriage, we went to a farm.
It will
take you one day to get there. So you don't go there and come. You go there and stay for a week. We are young people, 5 boys and 4 girls. We form a group that we work. Including the queen mother who came there, she was part of the group. When we go there, a man and a wife alone in the village. There are villages, cottages around, but a particular spot, only the man and the wife. They were fighting. The man was chasing the woman with a pistol. I mean, the one they use for food. I think they were pounding. The woman was running around. And when we got there, the woman just got to the fireside, picked the soup to pour on the man. At that time, the man fell down. When I saw that, I say, Jesus.
I see Jesus.
So if we had not come, how are these people going to live together? Only the man and the wife. They were there. How were they going to stay that night?
Hey!
Marriage. Look. When the result came and I went to second, almost every Tuesday I will fast for my marriage. God, not to marry, but the one I will marry. God, I shouldn't make mistake. That thing registered in my head. Some of you, the youth, when we talk, you think we are worrying. You don't know. Go and see Ochichi, that Nigerian singer who they kill. Ochi.
Osinachi.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any marriage
in
this house
that
has been programmed
never
to work,
but
to suffer by the lifting of this cup,
we
break it out and break it free.
We
break it out and break it free. We break. We break free by the lifting of this cup. We break free. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now let's start going to the communion, right?
Say,
Lord, we lift the cup.
Lord,
we lift the cup right now.
We lift the cup, Lord. We lift the cup. 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 We lift the
lift, Lord. We lift, Lord. We lift, Lord. We lift the cup, Lord. Lord, we lift the cup, Lord. Makata kababa, le baba, sata kababa, rababa kata kababa. We lift the cup, Lord. Makaba baba, le baba, sata kababa, rababa kata baba, le baba, sata kababa, le baba kata kababa, rababa sata baba, le baba kata baba, le baba. We lift the cup, Lord. We lift the cup, Lord. We lift the cup, Lord. Of the eternal covenant, Lord. Of the everlasting covenant, Lord. Masata kababa, rababa kata bababa, le baba sata bababa, rababa kata bababa, le baba kata bababa, le baba, le baba kata bababa, rababa sata kababa, le baba kata bababa, le baba kata bababa. Le baba sataka baba, rababa kata baba baba, le baba sataka baba baba, le baba kata baba baba, le baba sataka baba baba, le baba kata baba baba, le baba sataka baba baba, rababa kata baba baba, le baba sataka baba baba, le baba kata baba baba, le baba sataka baba baba, le baba kata baba baba, le baba Sataka baba, le baba kata baba, le baba sataka baba, le baba kata baba, le baba kata baba, le baba sataka baba, le baba kaba, le baba baba, le baba sataka baba, le baba kata baba, le baba baba, le baba sataka baba. We lift the cup, Lord. We lift, Lord. We lift the cup, Lord. We lift the cup, Lord. Lord, we lift the cup, Lord. Mata baba. Rebaba sata kababa, le baba kababa, le baba sata kababa, le baba kata baba, le baba sata kababa, le baba kata kababa.
Has everyone been saved?
Obiasa kebi.
Say, Father,
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 thank you for this cup.
Thank you for this cup.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
As I lift it.
As I lift it, Lord.
Any evil.
Any evil.
Any sickness.
Any sickness.
Any disease.
Any disease.
Any battle.
Any battle.
Any attack.
Any attack.
That is not part.
That is not part.
Any poverty.
Any poverty.
Any scarcity.
Any scarcity.
Any indebtedness.
Any indebtedness.
That is not part.
That is not part.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
That is not part.
That is not part.
Of this cup.
Of this cup.
But operating in my body.
But operating in my body.
Operating in my life.
Operating in my life.
Let this cup.
Let this cup.
Kill it.
Kill it
and flush it out
and flush it out.
Let this cup,
let this cup.
Kill it,
kill it
and flush it out
and flush it out.
Let this cup,
let this cup.
Kill it,
kill it
and flush it out
and flush it out.
Let this cup,
let this cup.
Kill it,
kill it
in my life,
in my life,
in my body,
in my body
and flush it out
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 and flush it out.
In the spirit,
in the spirit.
Hiding,
hiding
anywhere,
anywhere
in
me,
let this cup,
let this cup
locate that spirit,
locate that spirit,
flash it out,
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 flash it out
in Jesus' name,
amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
as we lift this cup,
as we lift this cup,
every witchcraft hope.
Every witchcraft hall,
an occultic hall,
an occultic hall.
Every witchcraft hub, H-U-B, H-U-B. Where they meet, hub,
hub,
center, center. Say, as we leave this camp,
as we leave this camp,
let every witchcraft center,
let every witchcraft center,
occultic center,
occultic center.
In this locality,
in this locality,
and within this house,
and within this house.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it be terminated.
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 Witches and wizards in the house.
Witches and wizards.
We nullify them.
We nullify them.
We terminate them.
We terminate them
by this car.
By this car.
Witches and wizards.
Witches and wizards.
In this locality.
In this locality.
Wicked and evil authors.
Wicked and evil authors.
Wicked and evil authors.
Wicked and evil authors.
And foundations.
And foundations.
In this locality.
locality,
in this locality,
in this house,
in this house,
by the lifting of this cup,
by the lifting of this,
we terminate.
In
Jesus' name,
amen.
Finally, say finally.
Finally.
Father in heaven.
Father in heaven,
as we lift this cup,
as we lift this cup,
let the eternal covenant,
let the eternal covenant terminate
the battle that is going on,
the battle that is going on,
and in Israel,
in Israel,
by the lifting of this cup,
by the lifting of this cup,
we shut down
satanic advantage,
any advantage that the enemy want to gain,
that the devil want to gain
in this battle,
we shut down,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say by faith.
By faith.
I receive the broken body of the eternal covenant.
And I eat by faith.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit. Shall we eat right now? Media, are we back? Mine is completely off, eh? Wow. Say by faith.
By faith.
We lift the cup.
Of the eternal covenant.
Let this blood of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
That never fails. The blood never fails. The blood has never failed.
It's the ultimate blood.
It's the supreme blood. Let this blood.
Make it to happen.
Let this blood.
Actualize.
Our declarations.
Our prayers.
Let this blood. Make it real.
Make our testimony real.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit. Shall we drink? Mark yourself. Revelation chapter 7, verse 3. A seal on the forehead of the saints and the people of God. Shali Hanna Hipakole Shala. Shall we drink the blood right now? Thank you, Jesus. You are broken free.
Amen.
Your realm has changed.
Amen.
Your level has changed.
Amen.
Everything of yours has changed.
Amen.
You are no longer a victim.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, perform it.
Amen.
Ours is to pray.
Yes.
Ours is to declare.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It is your responsibility to actualize it.
Amen.
To make it real.
Amen.
For us to see.
Amen.
And to testify about.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Begin to thank the Lord right now.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
is able to deliver. He's able to deliver.
Holy Spirit, you are able to deliver.
My Messiah is able to deliver. My Messiah.
The Holy Spirit is able to make it real.
He's able to deliver.
Bring the offering bowl.
He's able to deliver. He's able to deliver. My Messiah is able to deliver. My Messiah, oh, is able to deliver.
He's able to deliver.
He's able to deliver. My Messiah is able to deliver. My Messiah is able to deliver.
Holy Spirit, you are able to actualize it. When God spoke in Genesis chapter 1 from verse 2, in the formless, the void, and the darkness, but the Holy Spirit was hovering, and the Father said, let there be light. Holy Spirit, you produce light. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1, that we as your beloved children, we should imitate our God. So we have imitated you. Holy Spirit, we have also spoken. We have also declared. As God the Father said, let there be light, and he saw light, we have also spoken. We want to see what we have declared.
Amen.
We want to see our declarations.
Amen.
We want to see them alive.
Amen.
So Holy Spirit, take charge and manifest them now.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.